Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? What? Elite Plague? They came out with an Elite Plague list? Why? That's stupid. I guess they have to cover them.
Welcome back to Team Building Exercise. This is the Elite Plague, the last of the elite lists here, people. We've done it. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
And we're coming to the end. We're coming into the station here with the Elite Plague.
Plague.
I'm so excited.
What's the matter, Rob? You don't like making lists no more?
I don't like Plague.
Really?
Oh. I'm anti-Plague. I played them once, maybe, in my whole life.
Yo, that's some specious...
Not today.
Right there.
That's some racist...
Dead giveaway.
Get it out of your systems now, people.
say it now, Rob. Go ahead.
No. I'll save it to the end.
Okay.
Yes, Plague. So, Jack.
Yes.
You are notoriously a Plague player. You started off with a Plague, and now you get to have elite lists. We weren't going to do team building exercise elite lists unless there was a Plague one. Luckily, they came out with one last year, so we're up for it.
Well, that was the whole contention, that we were going to do it on the protest because there wasn't a Plague list. Then it came out, and Jack said we can do season two because there is a Plague list, and we're doing it last.
Yeah.
Yes, but this is a democratic system, and had someone decided to bring it up first, it would have been first. We all kind of have we have a system for choosing. So,
if anybody knows, Coaches knows.
Yes.
Plague not coming up earlier in the, we can all shoulder that blame, but we can continue.
And I got to tell you, though, I disagree about, with Rob here, it's a democratic dictatorship. So, you know.
As it should be.
Well, governing bodies aside, let's get into this, shall we? Our listening audience wants to hear our thoughts, wants to pick our brains. Adepticon on the way. Want to make sure that we're prepared. They're prepared. Everyone's prepared for the best and whatever the factions have to offer. So,
hell yeah.
So let's get right down to it. So we're doing the elite list for the Plague, which only has Dr. Simmons as of right now. So I chose her, obviously.
What the hell is this? Wait a minute. All right, let me paint the scene for you. Georgie's walking in. He's got two leashes and two more beasts in front of him, right? He's got a big hat, like a pimp hat, and oh my god, there's two Hulks. Hi, ladies, how are you? How you doing, Georgie? What's going on here?
Well, now that I have an elite list, you guys are under me, and you puny humans. You are under me, and you will do everything I say. I have Hulks, I have Morbius, and I am ready to give you things to do.
And apparently it's happening during the French Revolution, by the sounds of it.
No, hail to the chief. It's an American thing. Come on. Stop it. So, Georgie, what the hell's going on with you, man?
Well, now that I have an elite list, I am very proud. I am picking up a lot of Hulks. I am very happy.
Now
he's pulling Hulks left and right.
Yeah, what about those grubby hobgoblins? They're terrible.
Yeah, you could say whatever you want about the hobgoblins. They are my friends, and they do not stink. Mm. Well, I mean, they stink, but they're horrible.
I was going to say, they obviously stink, but...
Mm. Now, you want to introduce your... You two friends here? Who are these lovely ladies here?
Well, this is Rolanda.
Hello, Rolanda. How are you?
And this one's Actually, I didn't ask her name.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. You dog.
So, yeah.
I think Rolanda has something to say to what? You.
Hey, don't talk back to me.
Oh. Dude, he put some powder on his hands. He was gonna hit her.
His hand's strong.
Yeah. What the hell? Georgie, I don't know if I like the new Georgie.
Yeah, well, it's
don't
been
worry. A... It's the elite list, okay?
All right, yeah, because nobody's going to play it. Just the regular list anyway.
Hey, people are going to play it. Mm.
You think that's...
Well, it's not allowed in the tournament, though, Georgie. How do you feel about that?
What?
No elite list. No, you can't play it in the tournament. At a depth
count. You don't get it. You don't get it. It's too powerful. The rules committee made it too powerful. Too strong. You don't even want to go against it.
Makes sense.
You see someone taking that list, you should just quit the tournament.
Mm. Mm. Maybe I'll take the Georgie list.
Listen, it is too powerful for mere mortals. Mm. Okay. You do not understand how powerful it is.
But
except Jack. Jack is the only one that'll be able to play it.
I, for one, welcome my Georgie Overlord.
Good.
Okay. So, Georgie, anything else?
I'm going to go. I'm going to take these lovely hulks back.
What do you guys got planned today?
I can't say.
Mm. Do you know where you're going?
What do I know? Come on, ladies. Let us leave.
Hey, oh, the Morbys are leaving all little, like, D batteries on the floor here.
You can handle it.
Oh, I guess. All right. Oh. Things have changed here.
Yeah, how the tables have turned.
Chelsea, you are. Who interrupted me? I'm trying to leave, and you're interrupting me.
Oh, easy. He's putting powder on his hands.
It was Tyler.
Tyler.
Don't get him started, Jack. What's wrong with you?
Jack, come on. You know I can't stand Tyler.
Can Tyler take your list?
No. He can't even look at it.
Okay.
He takes one glimpse at it. Oh, my God.
Well, he saves on nines, so you would just die instantly.
Exactly. All right, I'm leaving. Excelsior!
And there he goes. Well, I guess the theme music's on the way in, not on the way out.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a dynamic shift in the dynamics there. The once meek Georgie, who was crying about tomatoes, has now blossomed into some sort of banana republic dictator.
You know what's the funny part? He didn't even wait to interrupt you. It's just like you're like, all right, well, we all had to take, and then he just came in. Terrible.
Yeah. It's not the same anymore. I'm not sure. I think this is you have to do something about that, Coach. You have to knock him back down a few pegs.
Listen, I don't know, man. Two more beats and two Hulks. You know, I got to get a defender shield or something.
Rob, are you saying this might be the final season in which Georgie is featured prominently in the team building exercise show?
It's going to become the Georgie building exercise, and it's just going to be him. I think we're all fired.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't, Jack. You guys are way too tight, man. He would never do that to you.
I'll still have a job. I could be.
That's true. It's Georgie and Jack show. All of a sudden,
yeah, no, he's dancing monkey instead of Rob's.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Right. I think even though Rob every week wants to get rid of him, he couldn't do that to you because, you know, it's just you sound more jovial every time. So we couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I don't think, you know, Rob could talk all the.
You guys gotta stop with these cursings, okay? Yeah, I'm getting really tired.
He wants, but. He wouldn't do it to Jack. I just couldn't see it happening.
Me neither. But anywho, maybe we should get back to the building of teams, the distrusting of...
We're still doing this?
I guess we'll continue doing it until Georgie shuts off the power. So.
All right, so let me ask you something. Is this the drunk show or is the Georgie one going to be the drunk show?
If Georgie allows us to do a show about him.
That's all right. We'll be drinking some... We'll send you up some of that... Because Georgie's brewing some stuff. He's growing some stuff too. I don't know what it is, but
no.
maybe that's the smell from the hookah.
Ooh.
There you go, Jack. Jack's coming to visit.
So, Jack, you took Simmons, I hear.
There he is.
Yes, sir, I did. And And as for the elite lists, the way this works is now I pass the torch to Coach, and he gives a little rundown on Simmons, the full deets on the splats and the whole deal. So, Coach, what's Simmons rocking that makes you do a double take?
I got to tell you, Jack, I appreciate the professional throw to me. It doesn't go unnoticed, and it's not taken for granted. So I will publicly thank you for that.
Well, I thank you. Our mutual respect is palpable. I think the fans can taste it in the air.
Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Simmons, who used to suck, is actually really good right now. So she is 18 points, only 2 victory points. Now, she moves at a 2-3, which is good. You know, so she's basically a stage 3. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road right here. Shoot of 6 and a fight of 5. Now, fight of 5 is average. Save of 3. Now, she's going to be a support character. You don't expect her to run out in front and start killing stuff. So she got a save of 3. She is tough, tactician 1, and a medic, which is awesome. So she can heal people, and it makes sense because she's like the scientist. It makes sense. All right. She has a rifle, which has got range 6, rapid fire 1, although she is modeled with a pistol, right? Which is crazy. So, you know.
The original model did have a rifle. She was field carrying a rifle and pointing with the hand. Yeah. The new model, the metal miniature, has a kind of a pistol. But
yeah. But I'll tell you what, man. She's this model's a lot sexier than the first one. Because remember that? Like, she kept the rubber band on her wrist, and she fell asleep with it, and then the hand got swollen the next day, and she was pointing with it. That's what it looked like. So,
a lot of the first iteration of the models, a lot of them had the tiny legs and the big hands. So that was kind of like the aesthetic at the time.
I don't know, man. Well, I think that's why a lot of people gave Mantic crap about their models. And then when I know a lot of times, like, I'll either be on a hangout or friends that I know, and it's like, what are you guys playing? Oh, you know, we play a lot of Dead Zone. Well, who makes that? Mantic. Yeah, their models are kind of garbage. You know, I remember them. They were really cheap and stuff. No. And then I have to show it to them. Like, oh, these are pretty nice. Yeah, you know, when they first started, they weren't as good, but they really upped their game. Oh, this is not bad. And, you know, you could see it. And this is one of those things that they did over again. It was really good. I like the model a lot. So
yeah, they made aesthetic choices in the first run, and it didn't go over well. Well, the second run, if you put the first version versus the second version side by side,
there's no comparison.
Substantially different sizes, different proportions. It's different.
Yeah. So her splat is really good. It's called Under the Knife. Spend an army special result to activate bio modifications Dr. Simmons has implanted within her troops. The non-vehicle active model gains an effect of the player's choice from the following list. So first one is the claws, gain range F AP2 weapon until the end of the round. Adrenaline burst, gain a +1 speed until the end of the round. So it's a +1/+0. So you can only do your first move. So if you put it on, let's say, a dog or a stage 2, they can move 3, which is nice. But they can't sprint 4, which is, you know, I think that's just so they wouldn't sprint 4. So you basically move up 3 and they can shoot or something like that. And then grav pods, gain the jump pack and glide until the end of the round. And recon 4. Now, what makes this unique, because, you know, you might say that the stage 1 has a similar thing, the mutation. But with her, what I really like is the stage 1, let's say you go, you know, oh, man, I need this guy to have more armor. Or, you know, or also it's like one of them is giving a person agile. But, you know, you try to roll the dice and hopefully luck comes out and you get the right mutation. With her, because she is a expert in xenobiology and xenoarchaeology, she can choose which mutation to give them. And I think that's really sets her apart from all the other characters. So, and she has a recon of 4. So, you know, I really like her. 18 points, 2 victory points, medic, 3 up save and tough. I mean, she's going to be around.
Yeah, for all the elite list leaders we've had, she's not at the top.
Right.
I think that's the theme of the Plague elite list. It's not going to wow anyone, but it's not the bottom either. Mm. She's solid.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, I think she's in the same level as Nikolovsky in the way that now Nikolovsky's more of an offensive weapon. She's more of a support character, but the Plague will need that support, you know, with the list that we have coming. She's going to add to that. It's actually really good. You know, I think her splat is really good. And I, you know, attack one, you know, she's only attack one, but she's only 18 points, 2 victory points. You know, I don't see a negative to her. I think she's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. So that's our leader in a nutshell. Mm. So for my list, I followed her up with you need some troops. So I went with 3A, just the stock troops. They're not great. You're not going to be hitting anything if you're shooting at them, most likely. But they're bodies.
Right.
They're troop tacks. And then 4 zombies.
Oh.
Zombies.
See, you have to have at least, I like to group them in 4s so that the horde ability works. They're pretty trash troops.
Yeah.
They were OP at first. They were corrected, and I think there was a vast overcorrection, and now they're pretty trash. But I'd like to think that people still, in their heart of hearts, would concentrate fire on what is essentially a bad choice for a target and let my other units move up.
Right, right.
So that's my troops.
And also, Jack, they're 6 points apiece. They're like, you know, it's just incredibly cheap.
Yes, yes. I would say in a regular list you could put more. My fear was that wasting splats on zombies. I like Simmons' chaotic nature where you can choose and she can really change the dynamics of the battlefield pretty quickly.
Right.
It's really hard to do on a zombie. Well, that you, their strength really is to move them all at the same time, to do attacks at the same time. To have one be able to, you know, glide makes very little difference. Like, it doesn't make very little sense, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you wouldn't. I don't think you'd waste a splat on them.
No. But so then my specialists. My first specialist is the Plague Enforcer.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You just love the model. That's why you keep choosing him.
Well, okay. We've all revealed the wonderful World of Oz by pulling back the curtain. Thank you, Rob. Yes, I love the. I love the model. I always have. I like the object source lighting I did around the tank at the bottom of his gun, the thing. And I've yet in the 4 or 5 years that I've had him been able to use him once because Rob is a cruel human being. You know when Dr. Mengele would look at someone and go, "Ooh, you're savage." That's Rob when he knows that I've fielded something I love. That's all I'm saying.
They're always my first target, for sure.
You got to do it in an accent, Jack.
What accent do you want that's not going to get us flagged for some
so
racist?
You are savage?
I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
Okay. So, the Plague Enforcer. And plus, he's chaos kind of in a nutshell anyways. And for me, this whole team has got to have like a unpredictability, a kind of things can go either way vibe to it. So he's perfect for that. With his experimental weapon, you have to roll to see what it does. And,
but it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be experimental weapon would explode pretty easily. Now you get that hum going, and it takes quite a bit longer to explode than it used to.
Yes.
So I think it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yes. You can get like AP versus someone who doesn't have AP and stuff like that. So it's not.
Or you get blast too. I think that happened with the one time you used him. You shot and you were going to kill my guy, but you got blast, so it didn't do any damage.
Yes.
I remember that happening. Yes.
And on him, I put Energy Shield 3.
What?
He's already got armor, right?
He's a decent model. I it's not just my love of the model itself, like the physical form of the. I think he's one of my favorite Plague models. Like Weapon X is pretty good, but I think he is one of my favorites. But I digress. Anyways, yeah, I like him, and I thought for survivability, he's got the armor one already, but I think he's going to be my main man. So Energy Shield 3. I followed that up with two Stage 2As, which are decent troops.
Yeah,
they're pretty. The Rampage still, there's a bit of an issue there, but I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people make Rampage out to be. But I kind of like them for their survivability and their viciousness. And then I followed that up with four Stage 3A specialists. Mm. So I have the two Stage 2As, four Stage 3As. So I've got six troops, I got seven troops. Anyways, I've got my specialists, two of which have the HMG, so that I can suppress some squares and really kind of control the board a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then the other two have the grenade launchers, which are a bit more expensive.
They're worth it, though.
Than the HMG, but again, the grenade launchers have that air of chaos.
Mm. And also they have the area effect, which is always nice to control people.
So what? Right. So why don't you go over the stats of them? Just, you know, for non-plague players.
Just the stats of the
grenade launcher.
Oh, okay. Let me see here.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, first of all, for the grenade launcher itself, the best thing is the indirect.
Right.
Hopefully, the Stage 3As are not survivable. They're not. They're not your enforcers. They're not your. You shoot them, they're gonna die. So indirect, and the best part is you don't have to see the other person. It changes it to a long action, but. They have indirect 3, which is basically like throwing a grenade. And I don't know if people, it's kind of a controlling thing. Like the HMG I would use to suppress people, but once you hit a square and it has people in it and they are moved by the grenade, then they're prone too. So you don't even need to really do the damage that a grenade can do. You don't even need to like bounce them off the walls for the additional damage from walls. But if you can knock down four models, especially if they're, you know, high-priced models, one, it's 18 points for the Stage 3A with the grenade launcher. And if you can knock down a square of Forge Fathers, well, you've paid the price right there. Like you can take out four times the amount of points worth of people. Forge Fathers have to stand up, move. I like them.
With that grenade launcher, you don't have to roll to hit now? Isn't that how it works now?
No, it's indirect. So you have to, if you have line of sight, you do two. If you don't have line of sight, you have to have, if you don't have line of sight, it's two. If you do have line of sight, it's only one success.
Oh, it's only weapons that are like the fusion gun that you don't have to roll to hit now? Is that what it is?
Right, right.
Yeah. So you're still hitting on sixes, right, Jack?
No, they're hitting on fives.
Fives? So those guys are slightly better than most, eh?
Yeah.
But, yeah, of the three dice that you have, and you know what, with the grenades, especially in this list, and what I like is, if you don't hit the square, sometimes you're hitting on something else you had intended. Sometimes, you know, how the grenades bounce around. That's part of the fun, but yeah, they're slightly better than the stock 3As, but
yeah, that's unusual. Like almost always, a specialist is the same stats, eh? It's Plague, nice. Is one of the exceptions. Huh. Well, there you go. Jack, shoot grenades and HMGing. Anything else? Is that the whole list?
That is 200 points.
Wow.
A full 18 VPs.
Yeah, that's the
thing. The whole list is 18 VPs, which is, as a wrap-up, keeping the VPs low, even though a lot of the army is disposable, is kind of nice. There's no real high-value targets. Like, the Plague Enforcer, 3 VPs, but like, even the leader...
He's got an energy shield 3, though. You're not going to be killing him.
Mm. Yeah, it would take... You would need to table someone with this list before you could go, well, I got the VPs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so he's got armor 1 and save of 5, and then you have a energy shield 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is that energy shield 3?
Well, let's take a gander how much I paid
extra
for that.
Extra 12 points, I think.
I'm asking Jack because he's using Battlescribe. I just want to see how quick he can
call
up the stuff.
Well, now I have
Rob, don't kill the bit.
You're just making Jack go through everything.
12 points, yep.
Hey, Jack, what's a Teraton do? What is that again?
They're not in this list. But before the show, we were having a little bit of banter, a little bit of bants, and everyone was saying that there's not much selection, there's not much. And I kind of disagreed because I knew I had a couple of out of left field choices. But Coach...
No, yeah. I like this. I like this list. I mean, when we get to mine, I enjoyed doing this one. I had a idea and it worked out. I think, you know, I think this is actually more variety than, not as much as the Rebs, but more than the Marauders and more than the Forge Fathers.
Yeah.
Because you get a few expensive things. We'll get to it at the end. We'll get to why we like it or when we don't like at the end. But
sorry, Jack.
Stop going ahead.
Oh, our apologies, sir. So Rob, let's hear what you got cooked up. What stew you've made with various root vegetables and meats?
After the break, Jack.
Oh,
this show still has ads. We're out of sorts because our real show doesn't have ads. So.
Oh,
our real show.
Why doesn't your real show have ads?
Because we have wonderful Patreons.
Oh, whore.
They're our favorite people. But don't tell everyone else. Anyways, we'll take an ad break. I'll come back to my list. And then we'll see what I think about Jack's list, because mine's an answer to his list.
Oh.
It is, I would say, almost nearly completely different.
I thought we'd have some nice variety.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right. We're coming back. Team building exercise, the award-winning team building exercise. Just another thing. We're going over our Plague Elite lists, and Jack just went over his awesome list. So now we are going to forge on ahead. We are going to see what the Taskmaster has. Now, the Taskmaster has been on record. We know that he's been on record of how much he hates the plague. Hates the plague. Hates. Vitriol hate of the plague. So by doing a list like this, it's probably a stretch for him. But let's see what he's got. So what do you got there, Robbie?
Well, I'm remembering back to my plague list from season 1, and I believe that was the Make Your Friends Hate You list with all zombies, I believe.
Yeah, that was...
I was just remembering back. So let's see if this one adds up to that one.
You were being very brash that day. I remember it vehemently.
I'm not the brash one.
Yes, you are.
No, he is not. Not the one whose notoriety is based solely on his brashness when people across the pond think about him.
It's okay. I can be the empath for all of the hate and vitriol. It's okay. I can take it.
Yeah, you're the one everybody points at. That's good. Keeps the, keeps the heat off us.
And Jack, I'm the nicest one out of all of us. That's the funny part.
you certainly know how to choose a fine cigar, and your choice of drinks is par excellence. So after that, I don't really give a shit.
No.
There you go. See, that's all that matters.
That's right.
Wait, how many times did you say?
Not in my cage.
Are you ahead or am I ahead?
I'm not keeping track.
Oh, I think it's 2-2. All right.
So, you guys done?
I just like to hear you type on the keyboard, so you got to edit this later, because editing a podcast is hard.
So I took Dr. Simmons.
Yes.
But I did give her something special. I gave her a smoke grenade, because I had 3 points left over. Well, actually, I had 4 points left over, but I could only give her 3 points. So she does have a smoke grenade, and I'll explain why she has the smoke grenade in a second.
Because zombies can't carry items?
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 zombies. 10 zombies for 60 points, and that is cheap. Like, that's ridiculous.
You know, I'm very surprised you took 10 zombies.
I would have taken more, but I needed 10 zombies because my only other thing is specialists. Well, not really. My only other thing is vehicles, and that is 3 Plague Striders.
Whoa!
this is another mean list. So that's why she had to have the smoke grenade. Nobody else could carry it. Yes, so Plague Striders, I have the 2 Genlings and 1 Heavy Burst Laser variation. I didn't go for the hand-to-hand one since I had so many zombies. I thought they'd be the one doing hand-to-hand.
Hey, Rob, put a note in this. Let's get back to that one, the Urban Assault one. We'll go back to that.
Oh, stop using your Warpath names.
No. Well, the chainsaw and heavy flamer
variant. Yes. Anyways, we will get back to it. Yep.
If we are putting little flags, little pins and things, I'm still not over the fact that the Plague Strider is a terrible variation on the Enforcer Strider.
It
still hurts a little bit.
It's 2 less range for its Genling, and shooting on 6s. Not the best, but they are tough. And having 3 of them on the board would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I tip my cap thusly, young Robert. That is a fine list.
I am tipping my chapeau as we speak.
Yes, I thought, unlike Jack, I think that the Simmons using that AP on zombies, giving zombies AP 2, that's pretty crazy. Because you can just, you get into a fight, all of a sudden they're ripping through armor. Yeah, that's scary.
Now, what's the speed on a zombie?
The zombie's only 1-2 now, right? Yeah. And that speed thing, too, giving it 2, zombies can't shoot. So the only thing, giving a person +1 speed is only good for people who are going to move and shoot. If you're moving and fighting, it doesn't matter anyways. Because you're going to use your sprint no matter what, so.
Right.
So that the only one, only splat I would use for them, I can't give my Striders anything, would be, I guess if it really needed to, if I had a zombie way up in the air, I'd glide them down to attack somebody, I guess. But most likely it's just going to be for the AP, which is pretty scary if you all of a sudden you get a zombie on your AP.
Range F AP 2 weapon, it's not bad. You know, that's ripping through a lot of stuff, man. I mean, and they fight on 5s. Listen, for 6 points, they fight on 5s. They have tough. They're really good for 6 points.
But they are vulnerable, which sucks. Like, I know fighting enforcers, they just get chopped down pretty quick. I really just did it because I needed the points to get those 3 Striders in. I tried to figure out a way to get, because you have to have 9 troops, right? And there's the only way to do that is to have zombies. So really why I did it. So there you go. That's my list. Nice and simple. 199 points. And Jack, just to beat you, my list is only 14 VPs.
Whoa!
Wow.
Because zombies are 0, which is ridiculous, but they're only 0 VP. Wow. So it's all Striders and Simmons is the only VPs you can get off my list.
I'll tell you what, that might be the list I take to Adepticon.
And now, could Simmons mutate a Strider?
No, it says in Inner Splat, it says no vehicles.
Oh.
I know.
It does?
Yeah, it does. I read it earlier just to make sure. But yeah, it says any non-vehicle model.
Yeah, the non-vehicle active model gains an effect of the player's choice.
Yeah. It upset me too.
That would be dope.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again...
Give a Strider glide.
Well, that's... Rob, you're in my wheelhouse. I can see a Strider King Konging up 3-4 levels, and then all of a sudden...
That'd be funny.
Yeah, but then you could give an adrenaline boost, move one, and then shoot. That would be pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you could.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it. They realized, hey, that would be pretty tough on a Strider.
Yeah, I can see why they made me.
The dwarves should have a character who can do this, but with vehicles. So they can make their Iron Ancestor give them stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, there's a new book coming out, so there might be some changes.
Excellent.
You know. Like Sprague the Dwarf Engineer.
Sprague.
No, Sprue.
Let me show you its features.
I think his name is Sprocket.
Oh.
Sprocket. So, Coach, what is your list?
All right. So what I did was obviously went with Dr. Simmons. I think I like her. She's got it going on. I like her a lot. And 18 points gives you a lot of room to do a lot of cool stuff. So what I did was I went with four troops, with four stage 3As, because it was either them or the zombies. So I decided to go with the 3As. And I've given three of them smoke grenades. So I have three smoke grenades, and one guy does not have it because you get nothing. And then I went to two 3A specialists with a holosight and HMG. So I think for 22 points apiece, I know they're not great, but like Jack was saying, you suppress the cube every time. I love that. I love it. You know, even if you miss, you're still suppressing the cube.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
That's the worst that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what I did was I went with two big nasties. I went with two plate teratons.
Yeah. I was hoping someone would take the teraton.
Yeah. You know what? They're like bullet magnets. They really are. It's like, you know, everybody's gonna shoot them and stuff. But I think the smoke might mitigate that. You know, and they can, you know, my 3As can move up, throw some smoke, and then they can kind of occupy that cube and move them up a little bit. And then coming in the rear with the gear, I took the Plague Strider. And, you know, I really do love that damn, you know, the urban assault, you know, with the flamer and the chainsaw, but it's so hard to take it. It really is. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
how so? What do you mean?
Well, when we get to the hate, that's one of my, my bugger.
Okay. Oh, what did you take then? You didn't take that?
Excuse me?
You didn't take the chainsaw then?
I did not. So it was either a heavy burst laser or a Polaris. So I think for this list, I would go with a Polaris because I really don't have any AP in this list other than Dr. Simmons giving maybe a Teraton another, you know, AP2 on top of what they have already. But I wouldn't fixate on that. And then it was either that or the heavy burst laser. So I went with the Polaris cannon, which is the Genling 88, but it's also called a Polaris cannon. Right, Rob?
Yep. Damn version 2.
Yeah. Damn you, version 2. Puts me at 199, boys. And nice. That's the list, and it's not, you know, I like it. I mean, I would have liked to take a bunch of stage twos, but you know, they obviously you're not allowed to in this particular list.
Coach, but, I think I've understood why I keep calling it the Polaris cannon. I just looked at lists in the Enforcer list. The same gun is called an Equalizer.
Yes. Uh huh.
So that's why I don't believe it's a Polaris cannon. It's called the Equalizer.
Uh huh.
So there you go.
He's company man.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, because you don't pay attention to the plague. That's the problem with you. You're a specious.
I'd rather the Equalizer. It's got range 12.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. You and me both, brother.
So there you go. Yeah. How many VPs? You probably got quite a bit of VPs there. Do you know?
Hey, Jack, how do you check the VPs on Battlescribe?
I don't know. I don't use Battlescribe.
Oh, okay. Well, if you knew that, you go to the top. It's 199, 18 VPs.
18? So even you're not that bad. Like, none of these VPs are very high.
So what? I had 18. Jack, what did you have?
I had 18.
18? Yeah. And I had 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, nobody's winning. You can wipe out these armies, and you're not winning by VPs.
Well, I mean, if you wipe out the arm, you automatically get 20, so.
Yes, in tournament play, yes.
Yeah, in tournament play.
That's all you care about.
That's what I care about.
But really, the concern that we would have similar armies before recording.
Yeah.
I think that's been abolished. Because two Teratons, I wouldn't have thought. One, I thought maybe would make
that's
it into
tough.
The list.
Teratons are very tough.
Yeah. And three Striders? Come on.
Yeah. I recently took, when we were playing that 1,000-point game that we talked about on Dead Zone the podcast, Jack had one of those Plague Teratons, and it took two whole strike forces firing at him to kill him.
Right.
Like, they're so tough.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? The reason I like to take two is because one is going to die because you don't want to deal with it. So you're gonna keep shooting at it, right, Rob? That's what you did, right? You wanted to kill him?
Yeah. I didn't want him close to me because once he gets in close, you're dead.
Right.
And because of the way they move, you can't go on next round.
Yeah, because they sneak up on you. Yeah.
You can't rely on knowing where they're going and how they're going. You have to deal with them ASAP.
Yeah, with a move dice, you're moving at four.
Yeah. And through stuff. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. I think out of any army that we've gone over, you know, and this is just going back to regular team building, the Plague is the most, I think, versatile. Even more versatile than the Rebs, because you have almost everything. I mean, you know, the Enforcers do a lot of things, but when you think about it, the Enforcers don't have any indirect weapons other than the Specialist, the Long Range Observer. But other than that, they don't. And I think the Plague have a lot of stuff. And now that they have, you know, weapons teams and flamethrowers and you know, all the new stuff that was put in with the FAQ, they are very, very unique and versatile to themselves. I enjoy playing the Plague a lot. I really do.
I think a starter army, if you're going to go, like, if you're going to start out and not want to go eccentric, Plague or Enforcers, you can't go wrong.
Right.
Yeah. It gives you the most variety. Like, and you don't, there's, I think the Rebs need a little bit more finesse. With those two armies, it's, you can play to your style pretty easily.
Exactly. You said it better than I did. That's right. That's, you need to tinker a bit with the Rebs. You need to get work a little something. Plague, you can kind of get on the board and you can do some damage without having to really get into the minutia.
Yeah, then there is the ability to keep going if you want to get more advanced, but you don't have to.
Well, the thing with the Plague is they're very forgiving because you can lose 8 models and still have 15 left on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Right.
This is the most ass-kissing hate section of this show we've
it's
ever done.
It's not the hate section yet, Jack. We have to do a commercial.
In two seasons, we're just here, like, just holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
Oh, we'll get to the hate.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back. We'll be back with our hour of hate.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, you want to I know.
Welcome back to Team Building Exercise. And now, our 2 minutes of hate.
Yes, 2 minutes of hate. But of course, I'm looking at lists here. And between the three of us, we took every single troop choice again. We're getting too good at this.
Yeah, well, there was only two of them, so... Don't.
No, I don't mean troop choice. I mean like all the things. Because 3-8, you guys took. I took, and Jack and I took zombies. Jack took 2 A's. You guys took 3 A specialists. Jack took a Plague Enforcer. Coach took 2 Plague Teratons. And then Coach and I took Striders. Like, that's it. We took every single choice on this list. We've done it.
And still came up with three completely different lists.
Yep. Item-wise, we didn't have much AP ammo in this, which probably they probably need a bit more. I didn't have any shooters, really, to take it, but...
Well, I did in the Polaris.
Yes. And we took some smoke grenades, which we know the effectiveness of smoke grenades and the energy shield. No frag grenades, but Jack took grenade launchers, so pretty much the same thing. I think we took a lot. You said you had something to say about the, what do you call it, the Urban Assault Plague Strider?
Yeah. I have an issue with it just because, you know, I we're doing a battle report. Hopefully it'll be up. It might be up after this airs. We did a 3-ray battle report, and when you take the Plague Strider, the Urban Assault guy, he's 41 points, and so the Assault Flamer is a range 2. Which, you know, I don't know why the range is only a range 2 on it. It should be maybe 3 just because it's a big flamer.
Yeah, it's bigger than a regular one, yeah.
Yeah, it's volatile. It has its burns, okay? But they are shooting on 6s, okay? And then the chainsaw is AP 1. Now, they do fight on a 4, okay? So, but the thing is, getting them into combat is tough because they're only speed 1 to 2. So what usually happens is they get shot up so bad before they can actually do anything. That's my experience with them. I don't really get them into combat because that's what you want them into combat, or you got to get them at least 3 cubes away for a range 2. It just doesn't work. And then if you try to take the Gendling or the burst laser, they're still shooting on 6s. So I would take the burst laser because a way to fire 2.
Yeah.
And that helps you out. But then now you're lacking with AP. So, you know, it could go either way. You know what I'm saying? You got to pick your poison. But you could take, like, you take Forge Fathers and you take a bunch of AP weapons. You know, every one of them has AP weapons. Then you go against a Plague. There's no AP in, you know, there's no armor in the army, so it doesn't matter. So, you know, the Plague Strider is lackluster. It needs to be, I think, updated.
And I think a lot cheaper at very least. It should be, like, just thrown together cheap. Maybe take an armor off it or something because it's all just bodged up.
No, I would keep the armor. It's only, you know, I mean, it's not, it's armor 3. It's not,
yeah, it's the same as a
regular Strider, yeah.
Yeah, but they have open cockpits on, like, a regular Strider.
Well, not mine.
Well. And I know, Jack, you have something to say about how good Striders shoot, once again, in that 1,000-point game.
And the thing is, as it's been noted many times, most of my lists have a Strider in it. I love me a Strider. And the Plague one, for me, just doesn't have the oomph to have one in the list for the points. Coach addressed the flamer issue. Their flamer is the size of a regular human that has a flamer.
Right,
it's got the same range. It seems out of place. But the Plague... I can understand the driver does have a part to play in it, and the Plague 3As are notoriously trash shooters, so I can see why they don't shoot as well. But that gun doesn't have the same range. It was shocking when Rob and I went Strider to Strider, and I said, okay, in the next round, I'll move up, he'll move up, we'll be able to start shooting at each other. And he just started blasting away with his Enforcer Strider.
And then you're like, you can't do that. I was like, yeah, I got range 12. And you're like, no, it's only range 10. I was like, mine's 12. And he's like, oh my God, they're two different ranges.
Thanks for telling me. And then that was an eye opener. We went down the stat line to 2. Like, we stopped for the game and was like, okay, let's really compare. And there's, they just don't match up. And, is thematically, is there a reason for it? Yes, but
same price too. That's the thing. They're both 10 points. So it's like, one weapon's a lot worse than the other weapon.
Thematically, it makes sense, but mechanically, there's a disparity there that really, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the book will fix it.
But with that being said, fielding 3 of them kind of fixes that, in that you're not relying on one of the Striders as your, like, your tank, and then you're just, like, all in on Striders, and then...
Right.
Yeah, you're trying to hope to overwhelm them just by sheer numbers instead of Well, mostly I want for my list, it would be that I'd hope people to shoot the Strider so my zombies can get close. Cause you get four zombies or two or three zombies, that horde starts adding up pretty quick. And that's pretty nice, especially if you start giving them AP.
Yeah, well, but hopefully they survive, though.
That's what I mean. So if you're starting to shoot, you get the Striders out, and you're like, hey, shoot my Striders, and then your zombies have a chance to get up.
Right.
Because Striders have a lot less chance of getting killed. Because, yeah, once again, zombies die pretty quick if you actually start shooting at them.
Yeah.
Especially if you group them up and you start dropping some mortars or grenades on them, grenade launchers.
Vulnerable is... They're not the Romero zombie, but they're not the 38 Days Later zombie. They're the worst of both combined.
But they do have tough.
Yeah. So other than that, we've covered this list pretty good, and there isn't that much hate. It is, it's, what is it missing really from the, like, plague swarms, I guess? It's missing plague dogs. I wish it was dogs, because I love dogs, but.
Yeah, the dogs are missing, the swarm, the aberration.
Aberration, yeah, the big guys, bursters.
Stage two.
Murder birds.
No, stage twos.
There's stage twos in here? No.
Yeah, Jack took it.
In the list, we could take stage twos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on Battlescribe, it wouldn't let me.
Yeah, you can.
Really? You sure? Well,
you got to update your Battlescribe there, mister.
No, I do.
Talking trash about Battlescribe.
I'm sorry. You could take stage twos as specialists.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not troops. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. That's what I am.
That's the one thing about this list. Usually the troop specialists are usually troops in the elite lists, almost for everybody else, but this one they're not.
I guess the plague follow a different tune to everybody else.
Well, she just has very limited troop choices. So you got zombies or 3As, that's it. And 3As are pretty crappy, and zombies aren't, you have to take a lot of them for it to be useful. So her troop choices aren't great. That's the only thing I can say about her list, really.
I think that all ties into the campaign that's in the book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a whole, that Nexus-ai is about the zombies, for sure.
Right. So. And it's funny because in Nexus-ai, you can, they put in the new models, the murder birds and bursters. And
yeah, but they're not in the list, yeah.
correct, which I don't get, you know.
Yeah.
I do the burster models. I don't care what game you play, if you like painting, if you like modeling, I really think they are dynamite models. They come with multiple limbs. You can change out the legs and the arms. I really did fall in love with the models themselves.
Yeah, we know. It moved you to a song.
Well, no. What happened was I was just singing while we weren't recording, and I'm doing air quotes right now. You know how it is, Coach.
Yes.
You've been caught. Well, we weren't recording before, and I was just singing a little jaunty tune to myself. And then next thing you know, it's a public domain. This song.
Yep, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So next month is the finale. It's the award-winning team building exercise, award-winning gala for awards.
Really.
So we'll have to discuss what the awards will be this year. We're going to do it slightly different than last year, I think, but not that different because it was fun last year.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can persuade Georgie to be there. He seems he might be too good for us now.
I'm worried about that. I'm worried about our host might not be there, but, you know. But then again, you know, put him in the spotlight, give him a microphone. He might be able to
encourage
you.
Yeah. And then after that, it's Adepticon. Everybody's excited for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we'll see all of you listeners there, hopefully, or a lot of you. And please do come up to us, and we'll play some games. We're going to try to take over an area that we can just set up to be playing Dead Zone or other games constantly.
It's not that we're going to try to take over. It's already done. We're doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're not going to be persuaded to leave like last year.
there was absolutely no reason for that. The guy goes, you know, we're going to be setting up the trader market or whatever it was. What do they call it, Jack? Remember?
I don't know, but I thought it was post haste. I thought it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
Like there's people waiting with things in hand going, okay.
Meanwhile, it was like 6 hours later.
No, it wasn't. It was the next day. So we were like, okay, yeah, you know, well, we're basically done. We were packing up. And he's like, you don't understand. We're going to do the bitch training here. You got to get out of here. Oh, okay. You know, hurry up, hurry up. And Jack starts helping me, putting the stuff away. And I was like, when are you doing the bitch training? Oh, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You're kidding me, right? Like 8 o'clock p.m. You're kidding me, right?
These people are volunteers. They're all little, what do you call them, Jack? The little commanders or whatever?
It's a little person with a little power. That's what that is.
Well, I don't want to say.
Anyways.
He was slightly socially awkward, and perhaps there were some issues. But, yeah, we were asked. We obliged them without any... We were good guests at Adepticon. We didn't make any waves, no troubles. We just packed up and left, and that's...
Well, at that point. This year, there's no Mr. Nice Guy. We're taking over this place.
The thing was, is like, he's like, listen, you guys got to get out of here. We're doing... And we started packing up, and it was like, now, come on, now. Dude, we're packing up, man. All right, you know, enough.
Anyway, Adepticon, it's a fun place. Please, come. It's fun to hang out.
Other than that, it was cool.
And, yep, Jack.
You know what's the best part, though? Remember when somebody was drinking that Merlot and they spilt it on the on like those 400 models that poor Jeff Burbage painted, and now they were just like stripped and stuff. And oh my god,
one of a kind mat that was ruined.
Yeah, the prototype mat that they were using, but they had to use it for something else. And then just,
I was going
to
say that the miniatures all exquisitely painted, all very, very nice.
Well, it is Jeff Burbage, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a showcase of high quality miniatures. But I've never seen a more elaborate, better looking Dead Zone pitch that was then partially underwater. That was submerged in beverage. That was the shocking point. That's where I got the douche chills.
Yeah, who would do such a thing?
I don't know, man. And not for nothing, we're all hanging out. Who's drinking a Merlot in a long stem glass? I mean, you know, we're all drinking beer and scotch, and I like Merlot.
And the worst part was, after he did it, he was just like, boom, bitch.
Yeah, right? You didn't care at all. Yep, just walked away, dropped the mic.
Yeah, it was shocking.
He seemed so nice on the podcast, Coach.
I know, right? And he purple nurpled him on the way out too.
I didn't see that, but
yeah, that's a new twist to this one. It's literally, and that's like that. So yes, join us for Adepticon. It should be fun. And next month the gala. It should be a show of shows.
Last year's was a delight. So I expect the same this year.
And don't forget that on Family Gamers, we're going to be doing some hangouts.
Yes. Well, there's always Adepti-Prep. That's coming up. Everybody, Family Gamers and on Dead Zone the Podcast, and probably some Dead Zone TV maybe even. We'll get some Adepti-Prep kicking up.
Now, am I a guest on that, like with the Patreon guys?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see if you're around. You're a busy man.
I am a busy man. But I think that the Patreon guys – would love to have, you know, some coach time. I think that's just, you know,
coach time.
Coach time.
You know? Well, that's one of our stretch goals. They get you for a night.
Wow.
Ooh. That's
anyway.
Scandalous.
Jack is reaching into his wallet as we speak.
That's it. You can't donate to our own Patreon, Jack.
If I want coach for a night, I just put a box with a held up by a stick and a string, and underneath some cigars and some
Cubans. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
and that's it.
Leave a lighter.
And then we just walk about Schaumburg like we own the place.
And you know, it'll be funny because you'll come back and say, did we catch him? as the smoke is coming out from the corner.
Yeah, that's right.
Just seeping out from the bottom.
Either we caught him or is the box is on fire. Anyways, this is devolving into nonsense. So let us end the show.
Jack, I'm very sad I can't find Coach.
He'd never say that. I've been Rob.
and I'm still Jack.
And I guess I'm Coach.
Thank you. We're done. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go yourself.
That's Jack's line.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What are you people listening to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?